We're going to start again from 5 lines in the bottom of the narrow lines of Zayin Amud Aleph. 5 lines up from the bottom of the narrow lines. Now, the Gemara is going to darshan the meaning of cities. There's an interesting, I believe, marsha. I'm not 100% sure, but I think it's the marsha. No, it's the Taisa Sarash. The Taisa Sarash. It's a Rishon. This is why all of a sudden are we darshaning names of cities. He says a very interesting thing. It's listing the cities of Yehuda. And it says there are 21 of them. But there are really 27 counted in the Pasuk. That means 6 cities are there, but they're not counted. It says, it lists them individually. I believe the number is 20. And then it says 21. And if you count individual cities, there's 27. Dr. Tzitzis Arash, that he has the Kabbalah from Rav Moshe Hadarshan. The pshat is, those 6 cities were written for a drasha, not because they were cities. And that's why the Gemara is going to darshan 6 cities here. The Gemara is not going to ask for other cities. The Gemara is going to say pshat in 3, and then the Gemara is going to say, what do you do with the other 3? So the pshat is just saying, what do you mean, what do you do with the other 3? What do you do with the other 21? There's a whole bunch of cities there, and we don't darshan them. So he says, Rav Moshe Hadarshan said, if you count the cities, I believe there are 27, and it says at the end there's only 21. So there's a 6 city gap here. That's why they had a Kabbalah that these 6 cities are written for Drasha. So I don't know if they were actually cities or weren't counted so to let you know to use them as a Drasha. I don't know. But I thought it was a very interesting point. So Amalei Rav Huna, Rav Huna said, Bar Nasan Rav Ashi, Maidachsev Kino V'dimuno Avad Adov. Amalei Matzvata there to Shokal Rachim. Counting the cities in Eretz Yisrael. Amalai. So Rav Nasan Bar Ashi said, Rav Huna said, Rav Huna Bar Nasan said, in Yeshua. It's listing the cities in Yehuda. Amalai, so Rav Huna Bar Nasan said, Atla Nolo Yadana de Meswasa de Eretz Yisrael Kachashim. What, you think I didn't know the names of cities? Elor Rav Gavir Margiza Amar Bataima. Rabbi Gavir from Magiza darshan something from here. Kosh Yeshli Kinal Chaveroi. One who has a legitimate taina against his friend. His friend caused him pain and anguish. He legitimately has a right to be angry at his friend. V'daimem. And he doesn't react. He swallows. Shoychein Adayad Oysiloidin. The Rabban Islam takes care of it for him. Rabban Islam does justice. If he keeps quiet and he trusts the Rabban Shalom, the Rabban Shalom will take care of him. So that kina dimuna, keeping quiet, at ada shaychein adayat. Rashi. Dr. Rashi, kina, magiza shemakim. Kina, kas machmasar shitzaroi. Illegitimate kas. Kina hu lashin sha'adam misaber arivoy arivacherim. Kina means to be zealous. You're either zealous because somebody bothered you, or bothered somebody else. Elio Anavi said, I was zealous. Mekanes Kinasi. Pinchas was zealous. Amalai, so he told them, Amalai Shavashi said, Elamiata, if that's the case, Tiklok, Midamana Vasansana, I don't know if I'm pronouncing the words right. Hakanami? What are you going to do with those 3 cities? You know, if Rabbi Gavir would have been here, he would have told you Pshat. I don't know Pshat. But I just told you over what I heard from Rabbi Gavir. Had he been here, he would have told you Pshat. Ravacham from Chazor, Amar Bahochi. Ravacham from Chazor said Pshat. Kol mi sheyesh l'tzakas l'gimal chavei, right? One who has a taina that somebody hurt his parnasa. Somebody, l'gima means his food. Somebody went into his source of parnasa. V'daimem, and he keeps quiet. Shaychem b'sneh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed himself in the sneh. Isolated. So tziklag is tzakas legima. A person who is upset because someone else is interfering with his parnasa. Umadambana, I don't know if I'm pronouncing that word right. He keeps quiet. Sansana, the one who rested in the sneh, will do a din. And again, these are the only 6 cities that the Gemara darshans. As the Taisa Sarah said, because they're extra. They had a Messiah that these were the 6 extra cities The end it says, I think, 21, and they count 27. These are the six extra cities. Rashi, I'm sorry? Yeah, I think it was a real city, but I think it doesn't count them in the total to let you know to darshan. They had a Messiah that these are the six cities they're supposed to darshan. Rashi, Takas Lagimo, Shigaizu Mimenu V'yari V'chayav, L'sharei Mizinaisav, to the gates of his food. Meaning a guy makes his guy's parnasa miserable.
Who says the guy has the right to do that? The what?
The right.
Okay, that's not what I meant, but okay. So, but who has, maybe the guy who happened to doesn't have enough schusum.
Again.
Should step in.
Again.
Get quiet.
A person who keeps quiet gets the schusum for this. Keeping quiet when you have a legitimate claim and not making machloikas.
What mean not making machloikas?
You can be screaming your head off. The guy's interfering you with panasa.
Right. You can do it in a nice way also.
I don't know
if you can do this. Not everything is illegal. The guy interferes with your panasa doesn't mean you can take him to bed. Not necessarily. You have a legal claim.
Then if it's okay, then
not what? Okay. It's not. There's okay, and there's things that Brethren gets involved in.
But let's say it wasn't right what this guy did, and you have a legitimate right to go to Brethren. That's it so much. But if you don't go to Brethren, that's when you get rewarded.
I don't know. You're asking a good question. I don't know the answer. The way I understood it is that you're not. I don't know. Honestly, going to Bezin is not an Avera, no. I think what it's saying is, here's a guy that's suffering, and listen, David HaMelech was cursed by Shimi ben Gera, and he said, Hashem Amar Le Kalel. Hashem said to him, to curse me, it's my fault. That doesn't mean he forgave Shimi ben Gera, because when he died, he told his son to take the coming Shimi ben Gera. All he said is, I obviously deserve it, so he didn't react right away. But he wasn't Michael him. Right? As a king, he could have had him killed. He didn't. So I don't know. The answer is I don't know. By the way, David HaMelech is the regular revere of the Merkava. They talk about the Merkava. Abraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov were three of the legs of the Merkava, whatever the Merkava is. And David HaMelech is the fourth leg of the Merkava. When was David HaMelech Zeichel to be the fourth leg of the Merkava? So the Chabad Chaim brings in Shmiras HaLashon, must be a Medrash, but he kept quiet when Shimon ben Gera cursed him. That's the point that he became a Roy to be the regular Revi of the Merkava. That was when he was Zeichel to that.
That's a story?
No, this is not this story. It's a story. I mentioned Shimon ben Gera, Simon.
You would say it's not?
What?
Fourth leg?
No.
Why would you say that?
Moshe was not.
Yeah,
well, Abraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, and David are the four legs of the Merkava. Chabad Chaim Mishmir Saloshin says that David HaMelech was zeichel to it when he kept quiet when Shimi ben Gera cursed him. That's the point, that he was zeichel to that Madrega. Now, again, you have a good question here. Does this guy have a legitimate claim in Bezin? He doesn't have a legitimate claim in Bezin, but he can make a tumult when he doesn't. That's how I understood it. It's a case where you don't have a legitimate claim in Bezin, but the guy might. The mice to hurt your panasa.
That doesn't seem like such a big deal.
No? I think it's a very big deal.
You have no claim, really, and you're making noise.
You're in pain. Guy has a store. And somebody opens a store on the opposite side of the street.
Yeah.
Now, the Chazarnish talks about the person. His name was Rabbi Cohn. That was the name of the person in Bnei Brak. That called the guy up and said, if you need me to help you set up your store and you need any help, I can help you, because and people were amazed. And the answer is, he said, the Rabbi Nishim is in charge of Parnassah. He's going to give me my Parnassah what I need, and this guy's not interfering with it. If you live on that Madrega, it's a great idea. Somebody told me he knows two stores in Lakewood that the same story happened. Somebody opened up a competitive store, and the person called them up and said, can I help you with suppliers, with this, with that? What can I do for you? It's a madrega for that. Weiter. Dr. Gemara Weiter. Amalai Reish Galusa or Rav Huna. The Reish Galusa said to Rav Huna. Now, I just want to take a second here. The Reish Galusa was a government position. The Reish Galusa was in charge. We mentioned Mar Ukva was the Reish Galusa. The Reish Galusa was in charge of all Jewish affairs. The Babylonian government at that time appointed, was willing to have a Reish Galusa who took care of all Jewish affairs. He had the right to punish and to kill and to imprison. He was a very powerful person. He didn't have his army and he didn't have a foreign policy. He was part of Babel and he was a subject of the king of Babel, whoever ruled Iraq at the time. But he was in charge of all Jewish affairs. Sometimes the Reish Galusa was a Marukva, an Amira, somebody of great learning stature. And sometimes the Reish Galusas were a thorn in the side of those people of Amoraim. So different generations, different Reish Galusas behaved in different ways. Now the Reish Galusa was a descendant of David HaMelech, a ben acher ben of David HaMelech. The Reish Galusa was a royal position as far as we were concerned, and it came from Malchus. Fact, I think Yerushalmi says, that the Reish Galusa was ben acher ben, and the Nazi in Eretz Yisrael was ben acher bas. They derived, Rabbeinu HaKadosh, Shimon Gamliel, all these people, came from David HaMelech, from a daughter of David HaMelech. Somewhere there was a daughter. And the Reish Galusa was a ben acher ben. The Nasi came from somewhere with a daughter. I don't know where in the history. Wasn't a ben acher ben. I know. I think it's Yerushalmi. But the Reish Galusa was a very powerful position. So when you meet the Reish Galusa many times in Shas, you don't know necessarily, are you talking about a good Reish Galusa, a bad Reish Galusa? In this case, it's neutral. Right? Before we had Marukva, who was an Amira, besides being a Reish Galusa. Amalai Reish Galusa L'Rav Huna. Klila Manala L'Asr. How do I know that it's Asr for a chassan to wear a golden crown that they used to make for the chassan? Some made it out of gold and silver, and some made it out of myrtles and roses. How do I know it's Asr? Amalai Midrabam. It's a rabbinic Asr, Sitnan. The Puma Shas Besinus, when Aspasinus invaded Eretz Yisrael, Gazru al Ataras Chasanim Vala Eris. They were geyser that the Chasanim should no longer wear this crown, and Eris. Eris is a certain kind of musical instrument of a bell that they said that nobody should play that musical instrument. As a zecher, because it was the impending Korban. Ahachi. Come Rav Huna Lifluya. When this conversation took place, Rav Huna left to go to the bathroom. Amalei Rav Chisda. So Rav Chisda, who was a Talmud Chavar of Rav Huna, said, Kraksev, you should know, he tells the Reish Galusa, it's a Beferish Pasuk. It's hinted to in the Pasuk. Yes, it's a rabbinic answer, but the Pasuk really tells it to me. The Navi says, Koyamar Hashem Elikim, Hasam it's Nefes, Vahare Ma'atara. Remove the mitznefes and remove, probably has a different word for harem, lift up, the atara. Zais loy zais, this not this, hashay la hagba v'agvaya hishbo. What was low is raised, what is raised is low. Okay, we'll teach the pasuk. But meanwhile, we want to know, why did the Navi put the mitznefes, which is what the Kohen Gadol wears, together with the atara, which is what Chasana wear? Why is the Navi saying the Chorban will come and the Mitznefes will be gone and the Atara will be gone? Lay Malach, tell me, Lay Malach. Mancha Mitznefes Barash Kohen Gadol, Atara Barash Kaladam. As long as the Kohen Gadol is wearing his hat, meaning he's doing Big Day Kahuna, he's doing a right in the Beis HaMikdash, at that point the Chosin can wear an Atara. The Stalka Mitznefes Barash Kohen Gadol, the Stalka Atara Barash Kaladam. The Navi is telling me the Mitznefes and the Atara go together. You don't have Chassanim walking around with Ataras at the time that the Kohen Gadol is no longer doing Aveda, there's a Korban Beis HaMikdash. So the Pasuk is hinting to that Isser that the Rabbanan imposed.
Is it
It's not just the Mishnah. It's based on a pasuk. Let me just finish the story. While Rav Chisda was saying this, Rav Huna comes back. He finds them sitting and saying the pshat in the pasuk. Now from a pasuk, it sounds more than a rabbinic iser, like brought by Nevi'im. Kim Rav Huna said midrabanan. I swear it's midrabanan. Your name is Chisda, and your words are very chizon. What does he translate it? Kind.
Charming.
What?
Charming.
Right. Yes.
What is the Atara?
The crown of the chassan. They used to wear certain crowns.
So what is the mitzvah?
The Klein Gadol's hat.
So,
the Navi is saying don't...
The didn't wear either?
No, most of them. The Klein Gadol wears a mitzvah.
Yes.
Not you. You don't wear a mitzvah.
So when he wears a mitzvah...
Then chassanim can wear an Atara. And once he's not wearing the mitzvah because of the Churban, not when he goes to sleep at night, when there's a Churban Beit HaMikdash and there's no more mitznefes.
So they don't wear a special atara hat.
Then the chassanim are not allowed to wear an atara as a zecher of the Churban, as a mourning over the Churban. So Rav Chisda was saying it's based on a pasuk. Rav Huna said, I want you to know it's rabbinic.
Because
no?
The pasuk is referring to the king, not...
Oh, so that's what they say. Now the pasuk is talking about Churban Bayis Rishon, and it's talking about kings. But the reason he's darshening it is because Lamaisa, the mitznefes, was in the second Beit HaMikdash too. So therefore, something obviously happened at the end of the second Beit HaMikdash. The first Beit HaMikdash is when royalty stopped. There was never a king after the first Beit HaMikdash till the Chashmonaim. So the Harim HaMitznefes, Hasar HaMitznefes, the Harim HaTara is going in the first Beit HaMikdash. But it also hints at the fact that at the end of the second Beit HaMikdash, when the mitznefes is gone, that Tara will also be removed. A different Tara.
I didn't have a question about the wedding bell. That was just extra.
Again. It just says, you know, what happened. I don't know any details.
That happened at the same time.
The Mishnah says it happened at the same time. Correct. Rashi. Gold and silver, tzavuas and mitziyaris, dyed and adorned the gafras of melech with sulfur and salt, shekira nil, the yesho varad v'hada samara roses and myrtles, the pulmus chayel shehelav to sign this kadim shabbat titus aleim, it happened before titus, ala eris, the fires musav ha'gbashu, the site of tivlu the chatpuma, it is a musical instrument with one opening, huzuga mekashkesh, it is a bell that rings. The chizda tamid Ravuna have a mesha befana. He wouldn't say anything in front of Ravuna. He come Ravuna when Ravuna left. I'm a little chizda reich lusa. Korksev, it's a pasuk. Not in yivul and it's not as we big day kahuna. Alakim a drabanan, ain't no asim a drabanan. Ukwa matar shemelach mayr. The pasuk is talking about the king's crown. Shemisnabish it's about lakuna. The yigla tzitkiyol begaylo. He was saying the vua that kahuna will be batu, meaning the avayda will be batu, and Tzitzion, the king, will be taken to exile. Chazda milach, chasudim, charming. V'noem dvarecha, artiko, great. That theosaurus they use is fantastic. Since when is chazda and charming? But I have a better word, so it's great, you know, the word great to use. Right. Right. That's it. Right. Ravina, by the way, in Yerushalayim, there's a iser imposed by Rabbanim in the 1800s, I believe, to play music, except for one instrument. I think they applied what?
The drum.
That's it. And the reason it happened was there was some famine or something, and it was this galah b'chalayim to one of the daily Yerushalayim that he got the pasuk. Something like that hinted that there's not a veilus of Churban Beit HaMikdash enough going on in Yerushalayim. So they banned musical instruments, even by chasanas, except for one. There's a big tumult in the new city of Yerushalayim. There's an apply, it's not really Yerushalayim. So some are matzer, some matzer, you have different opinions. I'm not familiar with Lamaisa. What is matter? So it's only Bachasinus that I knew, and it's only Ashkenazim I didn't know, that the Tzvardim never were Mekabot. And it's only, and Rav Scheinberg said it's not, I knew it was Machlokes, whether it applies to the new city as well. That you can have it in the new city. It's not in Yishlaim, it's not in the Gzeirah.
It's only a drum.
Now the Gzeirah was, you can only use one musical instrument by a chasana, a drum.
By the drum. Whether it's one instrument, or drums are not considered as instruments. That's because the difference
would
be, it's not one
other instrument. It's good, you would save money on the music.
Why?
Because you only have to play for one instrument, not an eight-piece band.
Yeah.
In the 1800s. Again, that's it. Halachic topic has something to do with chasana. The Tzudas Mitzvahs is not included in the ban. This is a special thing they made for chasana in Yerushalayim. After a certain gzeira, they had this dream.
After chasana, we want to play music as chasana?
Absolutely, any Tzudas Mitzvah. The right is you do it here in America. We have to be Mesabon Chor Beis HaMikdash in America also. In the 1800s, there was some Gzeira famine or something, and some Gadol had a dream that they told him it's because of this, and therefore they made an Isser. That by Chasson, it's only, I thought, only one musical instrument. That's what I thought it was. I didn't realize that it was only Ashkenazim that accepted it, not Svardim, and that Rav Scheinberg was, I knew there was a Machlokes, whether it applies to the new city or the old city. Like the new city, like you like best of both worlds. You're Yerushalayim, but then you're not Yerushalayim. You know what I mean? You like play the game, so to speak.
Why
do
you allow concerts today?
I told you yesterday, I am not getting involved in that. You can ask Betty Friedman or Barry Weber or whoever else you want to ask. Or Shwecky. You can ask those people. Ramesh has a tshuva about concerts. Let me just say this. Now, let me just say, Ramesh is not a big fan. He did not attend concerts. Let's just put it this way.
They were around and stuff.
They were concerts. Sure, they were concerts. What?
Ramesh was the most machmer.
The most machmer.
I think so.
Yeah. There are many other people that are makel. Many other people are makel. There's a tshuva by Ramesh Sternbuch about girls that learn how to play musical instruments. Is it good or no good? He said it's better than doing other things. So he writes. He said, what do you want girls to do? Let them play music. That should be the worst thing they do. Yeah, but it's a complicated sugya, and we leave it for other rabbis to pass. Concerts have another problem today. Most concerts, not most, a lot of concerts are mixed seating, which is a bigger problem. It could be a bigger problem. For sure a bigger problem.
It's a different problem.
That's right. So behind him, it once said, 40 years ago, when I was in Eretz Yisrael, maybe more than 40 years ago, people would go to mixed banquets. He says, Manuchek, you want to sit with your wife, you sit at home. You want to sit with somebody else's wife, that's us, sir. So, why exactly are you sitting at a mixed table? That's what you told us 45 years ago.
You see people, you see Gedolim,
you see. Once upon a time, not today anymore. Once upon a time, not no more. Exactly. I am not here to pass it. You're right. You're bringing up a very valid point.
But what you're saying,
it's changed, right? Don't think about it. Let's not get involved in my local mind. I made a mistake. I shouldn't have brought it up. Don't think about it. Ravina Ashkechei Lamar Baravashi, that the Gadol Klila Lebrate. He was weaving, probably Gadol means braiding. Weaving. I'm to the right word. Klila, a crown. A collar crown, Lubrate for his daughter. Amaloi Lesavu Lamar Hashem Esnabazara Matara. No more crowns. Amaloi Dumyidikai Gadol Begavri. The Isser is by Chsanim. Avu Benashi Loi. Kalas are allowed to wear a crown. Period. Rashi? No Rashi. Dati Gemara Vayit. My Zeis Loi Zeis. What is the plastic that has this, not this? Darish Abavira. Rabbi Vira is Arshan, Zimnan Amalai Mishmeder Rabami, but Zimnan Amalai Mishmeder Rabasi. Sometimes he quoted it from Rabami, and sometimes from Rabasi. So we're not sure whether he heard it from both, or he heard it from one, we're not sure. But he said the following, B'shaw Shamra Kodesh Baruch Hu Yisrael, Hasram Betznefes V'harim Atara. When Hashem sent the Nevuah to Klal Yisrael, that Kahuna will be Batu, and Malchus will be Batu. Amru Malachi Asharas Afei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rabbi Nishleilam. Zaitzlam Yisrael, this is what you're doing to the Yidden. Shekdimu Lefanecha B'Sinai Nasa L'Nishma, this week's Parsha, that they said Nasa before Nishma. This is the schar, this is what you're doing to them. You're taking away their kahuna and their malchus. Amru Lahem. Lo Yisrael Yisrael. I shouldn't do this with the Yidden. Shespilu Es HaKvaya. They lowered what's supposed to be high. Vigbilu Es HaShavol. And they raised what's supposed to be low, the Amidu Tzalam Behechu. And they put an Avodah Zarah into my Beit HaMikdash. So, I shouldn't do this? That's what Zayis. Hashrei Lahagba, Gagbaya Hishmel. Something in my right. My Amdarish Rebavira. Zimnin Amla Mishmeid Rebami. Sometimes he said this in the name of Rebami. Zimnin Amla Mishmeid Rebasi. My exhibit says in the pasuk, "Koyam Hashem, im shleimim v'chein rabim." If they are exact, what?
If they are united,
if they're united, he says. Rashi says, "Mitzumchamim." If there's just enough, or if there's more, v'chein nagayzu v'afar. They are like sheep that get shorn to cross the river. What does that mean? Imraya Adam Shemazinaisabutsamim, Yasvem Saka. If a person sees that he has exact amount of money, if he wants to make more, should do tzedaka. Tzedaka will increase his ability to earn a living. But coach King Shemarubim, for sure he has more than he needs. By the chain the guys of offer, what does it mean? Sharing and crossing. Tanir Meir Shmo. Kargazus Mechas of Isim and Tzaka, one who shares from his wealth, from his possessions, and he does charity. Nitzel Medina Shal Gehenim. He's saved from Gehenim. Mashal Ishtei Rechel Ishtei Arbis Vemayim. Two sheep crossing a body of water. Achaz Gzuza, Achaz Ein Gzuza. One is shorn, one is not shorn. Gzuza Avra, Shein Gzuza Loy Avra. What happens is, the Gzuza doesn't have the wool on her, can cross it. The one that has the wool gets weighed down by the water and can't make it across. Sometimes taking away makes it possible to go. Right? You look like you're diminishing your wealth, you're increasing your Elam Haba. Whereas if a guy doesn't give tzedakah, it's not guaranteed. Rashi. Dr. Rashi Shleimim Mtsumtsumim Vahi Kamakra. Im Shleimim is an Esech of a Kochkin and Rabim. The Chayin Nagayzu Vahavar Hare Mishulim Vahavar Benoi De Gziza. It's compared to somebody who goes through the river through sharing. Shakzuza Everes Kach Gazus Mehem Lutzakah B'Yerbo. So the one that Shorn goes through, the same thing. Give tzedakah, and you will have an increase. You'll make it. Well, the first mashma is saying it will increase your world here.
Right.
And then the Tanya Rebbe Shmuel says it will save you from Gehenna. Save one from Gehenna. You're not going to Gehenna anyway.
We're talking about here.
In a minute. If you wait, have a little more patience. Patience is the name of the game. A little bit more. Three lines. Zakti Gemara v'nisicha, I impoverished you. I'm a mazutra. I feel ani minat, I'm a sparnis minat zaka. Yes, it's zaka. Even one who's relying on tzedakah should also do tzedakah. Lo'en cha'oid, tana Rav Yitzchak Shum e'mar lo'siman anayus. It'll take away his poverty, the Rabban Islam will take him out of poverty. Rashi, v'nesicha lo'en cha'oid, seif v'dahu krohu. Now, here is Akasha. There are more paskins. The one who doesn't make a living is putter from Iser. Putter from tzedakah. But says, if he doesn't make his name partner, so he's putter. So he's putter, and here the Gemara says, even an Oni Amasparnis Midat Zaka, Yas it's Zaka. So the Mepharshim all answer that the Yerushalmi says in Shkolim, every person is Mechuyev to give a certain amount of Zaka a year. I think it's Shlishi Shekel. Now I don't know what that translates into dollars. Let's say for argument's sake it's $20. I don't know. I just made up that number. I don't know. Whatever that amount of Shlishi Shekel is, every person is Mechuyev to give Zaka. That's a chiyuv. Besides that, there's either a rabbinic chiyuv or a minig, some say it's biblical, to give meiser of your earnings. That meiser is only for people that earn a living. So when the Gemara here says that even an ani amasparnes not tzedakah, he has a tzedakah, means to give the minimum amount of tzedakah that he's obligated to give, that every yid is obligated to give. And shlishis hashekel. I don't know what that translates in dollars. It's a pasuk, but matzma leiv lost the shlishis hashekel to Yerushalmi and Shkolim that brings it. I have no idea. The pasuk is Yerushalmi and Shkolim. Famous story. One of the Gdailim wrote a sefer and he had his wife edit it. So he quoted a pasuk and she said that's not the right quotation of the pasuk. The pasuk is different. So he said, Tysus quotes it this way. She said, I don't know Tysus, I know the Navi. The Navi quotes it the other way. Right? So she knew it from Navi, he knew it from Tysus. I know it from the Yerushalmi Shkolim. That's where I know it from. I think it's a pasuk in Ezra or Nehemiah. But Matma Leinu Lishashakul Lishana. The Gemara in Shkolim says you have to give that amount of tzedakah. Meiser is now from China. And the Ramah holds Meiser is only drabanan because if he held Meiser to deraisa, then ani wouldn't be able to get out of it. Chiyuv deraisa. But some say it's only drabanan. Drabanan only made it for somebody that earns a living, or some say it's only a minik. Then for sure it's only for people that earn a living.
But if the Meiser you give. Bring you to that. The miser you give puts you into that new category. Well, I mean, not everyone.
I gotta, please explain yourself.
There's a different level of how much money you have. So if the person gives miser, he's gonna now not have enough.
So the Rambam says he shouldn't give. The Rambam says if you don't make a living, don't give miser. Which means, don't give meiser and have to take tzedakah. But the Gemara here says, I feel honored, I'm inspired to not tzedakah, to do tzedakah. Which means, collect more. He's inspired to not tzedakah. The answer is, this is hashakah. And again, I don't know what that translates into dollars.
If he gives meiser, he still has to give tzedakah.
No, meiser is his tzedakah. Yeah, you're obligated from the Navi to give Shlishis HaShekel. That's to tzedakah. There is either a rabbinic, there are some that learn it's biblical, but most learn it's rabbinic or a minig to give 10% away to charity. That's also tzedakah, but that's an extra chiyah. That's much more than a Shlishis HaShekel. For a guy who earns $4 million a year, that's $400,000. That's more than a Shlishis HaShekel. He doesn't have to give a shlishis hashekel besides his meiser.
Third of each shekel.
No.
Third of each shekel? No.
No. A third of a shekel a year.
He says $20.
I made that. Lili lechatchila, a person should give 20% of his money to tzedakah. 10% should go to poor, and 10% should go to other needs of tzedakah. Because we really don't give mice the way it's supposed to, again, it's a minute. Again, I'm not faulting anybody. If you go through straight halacha, mice goes to poor people. Not to yeshivas, not to organizations, to poor people. That's where mice should go. Tzedakah goes to poor people. It's brought down, since when the person today decides to give mice, he means all good Jewish things. So therefore, we rely on that, and we let people use their ma'aser to support yeshivas, to support chaylim, all great things, to support bikur chaylim, to support all kinds of organizations, chaverim, and atzalah, whatever it is, all great things. But really, in the very essence of what tzedakah is, it's money for the poor. However, that's how we do things today. There's some people that give 20%. Can I finish? There's some people that give 20%. They try to give 10% to the poor and 10% to, you're not supposed to give more than 20%. But there are some people that can afford it, they give 20%. But 10% is what's mechuyev, either midrabanan or a minig, whatever it is.
When I asked Rebbe that question yesterday, it seemed like Rebbe said to me, yeshivas are really the first route to go. And then you do this thing that I like, giving to people, individuals.
You asked me where is the best place to give your money to. That's it. Wasn't a Meister Shaila. It was a question, you have money to give to Tzedakah. Which Tzedakah should you give it to first? The answer is, Hatzedakah's Torah is a greater mitzvah than Tzedakah. In the, our generic term of Tzedakah is all fine Jewish institutions that do for Judaism. That's how we translate Tzedakah. In the fine exact meaning of Tzedakah, the mitzvah is to give it to poor people. Hatzedakah's Torah is a greater mitzvah than Tzedakah. That doesn't take away from the obligation. Again, you didn't ask me where you should give your Meister to. And if you would have, I would have said, depends how you give your Meister. Do you always give it to poor people, or do you give it to other institutions as well? And if you do, then Hatzedakah's Torah is the biggest mitzvah. There has to be money for everything. Everything needs money.
I thought Rebbe said, no. Heard you say, we quoted someone yesterday, when we were speaking privately, Rebbe said, don't worry, someone is still all.
The Netziv says that the Rebbe Shlomo made it, that different people have desires to give to different things. One guy desires Bikur Chaylim, that's his thing. And one guy, and the Rebbe Shlomo made it that way everything gets covered. The Netziv writes. So some people want to bedafka give to poor people. They don't, and some people bedafka want to give to yeshivas. And some people bedafka. So the Rebbeinu Shlomo made it that way. So all together, it covers the budget. Okay, now we're going back to the section. Rabbi Yehuda, I remember Rekim LeMizrach, and then it says Me'aku LeTzafen, from Aku to Tzafen. Frek the Gemara, remember the Aku LeTzayin that Yisrael Kaimi. Is Aku the most northern part of Eretz Yisrael, or a middle? Oh, that's your contradiction. Because the Mishnah said, Aku Lutzafim, V'Aku Ketzafim. It means Aku is the border of Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz. It says half in and half out. That's what it says in the base. But whatever it is, that's the most northern point. Is that true? Or a middle? Hey, Mahalach Ma'aku L'Gziv. A guy is traveling north from Aku to the city of Gziv. Miminai, LeMizrach HaDarach Tameya, from his right to the east of the road that he's traveling, is Tameh Mishim Eretz Amim. He should assume that to the east of the road is Chutz La'aretz. Baturim and Amaisim and Ashvias, and it's Pater. From Maiser and Shemitah, it's not Eretz Yisrael. Achi Yivadalach Shechayavis. Now the road doesn't go exactly straight, right? It curves. So unless you know that it curved into Eretz Yisrael, assume that the right side is Chutz La'aretz. Because basically the road is exactly at the boundary of Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz. The right side is Eretz Yisrael, it's Chutz La'aretz, the left side, which is west, is Eretz Yisrael. That's what it's saying, right?
What's the road?
The highway.
No,
the 80 that goes from Akko to Gziv.
What is the road? What did it have?
It's pashtus that it's Eretz Yisrael. But you don't plant the road. B'smaylai, l'mayrav haderach, the left, which is to the west, t'hayra m'shem Eretz Amim, v'chayev ez u'b'shvias, at sh'yivad alach sh'yiptura, until you find out it's pater. At heichen, at k'tziv. Until where does the northern border of Eretz Yisrael go? To k'tziv. That means k'tziv is more north than Aku. And yet, it's considered Eretz Yisrael. So why does our Mishnah say, Aku Ketzafen, Aku is the northern boundary of Eretz Yisrael?
Why should the east and west be different?
Well, if you're going up the border, and you're at, in Eretz
Yisrael. Ketzafen's here and Aku's here.
Right.
What's the difference?
One side is Chutz La'aretz, and one side is Eretz Yisrael.
It seems like it's
probably
because Aku's the
most northern point. That's the Kasha. That's Ketzafen. That's the Kasha.
How could it be if it's more north than Taco?
That is the Sira.
Got it.
I don't know. You never go on a highway and one side's Maryland and the other side is Virginia? I don't know.
picture, it seems like both sides are hilarious.
I don't know what picture you're looking at.
But this, so here, this is both sides of the area. So.
Anyway. Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yitzchak, Amar Mishum Aviv, Ad Lav Levi. Not to Ksiv, but to the spot, to the city of Lav Levi. And I don't know if Lav Levi is more north or more south. I have no idea. Zakti Gemara, Amar Abaya, Ritzua Nafka. There is a stretch of land, a strip of land, that goes more north than Akko than Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, that strip of land goes more north. But if you look at Eretz Yisrael, without that extra strip of land, Akko is the most northern city. There happens to be a strip of land that goes more north than Akko that belongs to Eretz Yisrael. But if you're looking at the general Eretz Yisrael, without that strip of land, Akko is the northern border.
And
Ksiv is on that strip of land. The strip of land goes from Akko to Ksiv.
I understand that. So that
right strip of land doesn't mean a 2-inch place.
The right hand picture.
You have the guy.
So that's a big kasha here. You just answered Ramban's kasha. Because Rashi says clearly that Akko is to the east. Because to the right side is Chutz Laaretz, to the left side is Eretz Yisrael. We have Akko on the Mediterranean coast. And the right side is not Chutz Laaretz. And the right side is not Chutz Laaretz. This is Ramban's kasha. We have Akko on the Mediterranean coast. That means there is no right side Chutz Laaretz.
There's a strip of land on the coast. Right side would be Chutz Laaretz, and on the left side would be a little strip along the coast.
Again, that's not the problem. But let's read Rashi. We'll see why the problem.
North of that, Lebanon.
What's
that?
I assume either Lebanon or Syria.
What
did they call it? Chutz Laaretz. Aram Tzaiva, Aram Narayim, Surya. Surya is Aram Tzaiva.
That's Syria? Surya?
Syria, yeah.
That's on
other. Lebanon didn't exist as a country. Could be. Could be. So you're right. I have no idea. Rashi, remember the Akko is trying to act so kind of beside the top of Minim Mizrach there, Chashtem Hashmalon. Listen to Rashi. The Akko Begvul Mizrocha Shal Eretz Yisrael. From the eastern boundary of Eretz Yisrael, Moshech Mimiktsay Tzvainis pulled down from the northern side, Yayma Yamayim, either a day or two travels, the Tanadar. Ukziv Mimiktsay Mizrocha Tzvainis, and Gziv is on the northeastern corner. That road was the eastern boundary. When you travel from south to north, the right is the east. Which is the right of the road. So Rashi is explaining, assume that the right is Chutz Laaretz. Elam can cover the mokum. Shiyomer loch baki. Somebody who knows will tell you. Kana derech misakim v'nichnas l'sech Eretz Yisrael. The road curved. Ksas. V'yemin haderech have Eretz Yisrael. L'mayer v'aderech lav levoy shei mokum. Alma akim meshuchel l'tzadorim gziv b'mitzayim. So we see Akko is not the northern border. It's Tzua Nafka. If you square off Eretz Yisrael, Akko is the north. A narrow stretch of land. So the Ramban asks on Rashi. Rashi says Akko is in the east. It's not. It's on the west. It's on the Mediterranean coast. So the Ramban answers that according to the Havamina, we thought it was in the east. But then the Gemara in the Maskana saying, so we thought that Eretz Yisrael extended all the way to Ksiv. So therefore, Rashi has to say the right is Chutz Laaretz, the left is Eretz Yisrael. Now we're saying Eretz Yisrael does not extend to Ksiv. Really only extends to Akko. So there's a strip of land on the western side along the Mediterranean coast that's still Eretz Yisrael. On the right side is Chutz Laaretz, because the square of Eretz Yisrael is more south. So now you can move Akko over to the west, Dr. Ramban.
Is it
It's on the western side of Eretz Yisrael. I've not seen the picture.
I've seen the picture. Is very good.
I'm glad you're not. It's the right last couple.
Which picture? Oh, on the right. Then it changed.
Yeah,
very good. But
that's art called used to Ramban.
Yeah. So, bottom line, it can still be a city? It's a city?
Yes.
No, but
by the way, it's a Chumash. I don't know. You should know this.
I know.
Where is the Chumash?
Where is it?
Yeah.
Honestly?
Yeah.
If you give me one thing, I'll tell you.
Was born to Tamar, it says Vahaya B'Gzev belided to Isai. She was in the city of Gzev, according to one sheet in Rashi. The other sheet is Gzev means she stopped giving birth. Tamar. Yehuda's wife, Bashua. She gave birth to Er, Einan, and Shelah. And the pasuk says, "V'ha'yeh b'gziv, b'lidah to Eisai."
But I understand that.
Parshas Vayeshev.
I know that, but I don't understand. So this is a piece of land, a very small piece of land.
A
strip,
yeah.
So if it's a city, that's where the northern part of Eretz Yisrael is.
No, it isn't. If you square off Eretz Yisrael, Akko is the northern part. That's the city, the northern part of the square of Eretz Yisrael.
Okay, if I go up Akko 10 blocks, is that area, I'm not going to the right or left, is that area Eretz Yisrael?
If you're on the strip?
Yeah, if you're on the strip, yeah.
But where's the northern border of the United States? Usually it's in a big straight line to Canada, even though it's in the main. Even though that's north of it.
Exactly. Detroit is the northern border of the United States, but Maine is much more north. If you draw a line along the latitude of Eretz Yisrael, Akko is the northern part. There's a small strip of land that goes up north than that. It's not an exact square. Correct. I apologize, I just...
It's every day. No, I'm serious. There's no, I can take a man. I'm a strong man. I'm strong will. I take this baloney. I like it.
Are you up to my age yet? Are you safer?
Thank you.
I maybe not up to my age yet. I have no idea.
That's not
Rashi drew pictures, right? He wasn't a map maker, Rashi.
That should be open.
I don't even know if Rashi drew it or somebody else drew it. He had the picture. Akka was bigger than Eretz Yisrael. You know what I mean? It's not supposed to be bigger than Eretz Yisrael. Trying to give a point. He's trying to make a point. Now, in this picture, he has Akka in the Gemara as the eastern side of Eretz Yisrael.
North.
Northeast.
Northeast, yes.
And the Rambam points out that Akko is to the west. So he says, according to the Maskana, you can move it over to the west. In the beginning, the Gemara Taka thought it was in the east.
In general, when we see a picture or a diagram in Rashi, was that Rashi? Or
no idea. Sometimes Rashi says Kazah, but that doesn't mean we have the authentic Rashi picture. I don't know. The answer is I don't know. But here Rashi didn't say Kazah. Didn't take us up. Fine. Stop over there.